This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. How does revival start? If you read extensively about revival, you'll find many diverse conditions prompt people to cry out to God until He answers. In Nehemiah 8 through 10, you have an account of revival. It didn't come at a time when things were bad. They had just finished rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and settled down in their towns. But evidently they felt an emptiness inside. In our world, some are experiencing new blessings, new prosperity, new freedoms. But when the euphoria settles, what will they find inside? Deep inside. Nehemiah 8:1 says the people gathered in the city square and requested that Ezra bring out God's word and read it to them. It wasn't the leaders calling the people called the leaders. Verse 3 says, he read all morning, that is Ezra, and the people stood and listened attentively. When God's people open their minds and hearts to God's word, they tap into a primary source for revival. Deep conviction fell on them. They wept as they listened. The leaders responded by calling them to rejoice and give presents to each other. Verse 13 says, the next day, they again listened to God's word. Then they celebrated one of their feasts in a truly spiritual way, and revival broke out. There was confession, worship, rededication, new vision for the future. That's what revival is all about. Don't wait for leaders to call for it. Revival starts with anyone who wants more of God in their lives. Become a catalyst for revival. Be that person God can use.